This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I think, yet another PSA to give out. But also, in the middle of that PSA, I want to admit that I was wrong about something.
Oh.
So maybe you'll hear...
Hold up!
Yeah, maybe you'll hear me out a little more.
So, I mean, most of the time... It is my duty to let you speak for a little bit, and then I beat you down and tell you how you're wrong. So I will leave this uninterrupted. If you're willing to start with, you're an idiot.
Well, I'm an idiot. I'm a very skeptical person, I would think, as you guys probably know. And there are these celebrities that we have that are like, no one can hate these celebrities, right? Like The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
No one can hate The Rock.
You can't.
I'm skeptical. I'm like, but if you're that perfect, what's hiding? What's hiding?
If you're that perfect and you're only playing one role, something's wrong.
So you're a Stillwaters Run Deep.
Yeah. I don't hate The Rock, but I'm skeptical of a lot of people on that list of celebrities you can't hate.
Really, The Rock, though.
Yeah, I just think everything.
He would have got caught by now.
But it's so manufactured. It's so perfect. It's so run through editors before anything gets posted. It just seems like.
But he's been around in the cell phone era. He's been around in the Me Too era. Mm-hmm. Like, he was a part of professional wrestling, which is shady as...
Yeah.
And somehow, no one's got receipts on this guy. It seems like it's real. Like, he's genuinely...
It does, and I don't know what. I'm not even accusing him of anything. I'm just skeptical. And we've seen lots of celebrities that fell out of this. Ellen was one of those celebrities who, no, how could you hate Ellen? Then stuff came out. Will Smith, how could you hate Will Smith? Well, he slapped Chris Rock. Things happen and they change, and you're like, I guess there's more to this person than so I'm just a skeptical person. One of these celebrities on this list of how could you hate this person.
Okay.
Aaron, don't be mad.
It's fine.
If you say
I don't know.
Oh my God, I think I know who it is, and you're gonna be mad.
Do you want to guess?
It's Taylor.
No.
It's not
Taylor. No.
Is it HS?
No.
Who's HS?
Harry Styles.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, Harry Styles. He doesn't even try to pretend to be good. It's not Taylor.
No, it's not.
She has turned into such a Swiftie that I think she'd actually claw your eyes out. You would.
No.
Anytime I've ever said anything about Taylor, you get a different, you get the dog turd under your nose look.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. You are
Anyways,
a staunch
hold on.
Defender
I'm trying
of
to think
Taylor.
Of some other people that I love.
You think that Aaron's going to be mad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is probably it's a female celebrity. She's probably the top of the list of nobody hates this celebrity. Nobody.
Nobody but, hates. If text into 51059 if you think you know who it is. Mm-hmm.
Who do I talk about? Dua Lipa.
Dolly Parton.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's Dolly Parton.
No way.
Dolly Parton. So she's on this list, right?
Hear me out. Did you see the most recent story about Dolly?
What is that? I don't know.
She's my spirit animal right now. If Aaron doesn't claw your eyes out, I will.
I haven't even said anything yet.
Julia Roberts came out and was talking about, because Dolly Parton was in Terms of Endearment, I think.
I think so.
And Julia was the cancer patient, and she's the one who dies or something, I think.
Mm. I haven't seen it, so thanks.
Are you kidding me? Terms of Endearment is like the original Beaches or whatever.
I was going to finish it tonight.
Shut up, you guys. It's the oldest movie, but if you want to cry, you will cry. It's one of those movies. It is designed for you to cry. Irregardless, shout out to you, Mom. Apparently, while they were filming the movie, it was 10 billion degrees and 100% humidity.
And okay. So a lot like this room.
Correct. And Dolly is, they're like, there's some time in between takes and Dolly's just sitting there smiling and Julia is like, what the F? Like, it is miserable out here. How are you not miserable? And Dolly said, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's something like, when I was a little girl, I dreamed of being rich and I dreamed of being famous. I'm both of those things, so I don't think I should complain.
Wow, I like that.
I love Dolly.
And Julia Roberts, from that day forward, was like, shut your mouth. Hold your tongue. Oh, your stretch limo is 10 minutes late? Shut up. You have a stretch limo. Like, so, having said that, one of the most famous humans on Earth is also one of the most humble, down-to-earth, and genuinely grateful people. I triple
from
dog
what we've heard. From
dare
what we've heard.
You to talk trash. She only communicates via facts.
Yep.
Which I don't like, because you only get to do that if you're a super huge rich celebrity. I don't like when celebrities are like, you know, I just never upgraded from a flip phone. I'm just so quirky. It's like, well, yeah, we can't. I would love to do that, but I have to log into Facebook and post stuff. Like, I don't have that luxury.
Okay.
But that aside, I'm not saying I hate Dolly Parton. I'm just saying these people on this list of the untouchable celebrities, I'm just skeptical of. And I don't lean in too hard one way or the other, because I just go,
no, but you're leaning
right
now.
Yeah.
But here's where. I admit that I was wrong. That I was wrong to doubt Dolly Parton. Because did you know, this is the PSA part, Dolly Parton has Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. Have you heard of that? Either of you heard of that?
I've never heard of that.
I don't think I have.
It's a program in several states. It's definitely in Colorado. But it mails free, high-quality books to children from birth to age 5, no matter their family's income. And we just found out about this. We had a daughter not too long ago, so we signed our daughter up for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, and we got our first book in the mail, and I'm eating crow. I was wrong. Dolly Parton is perfect. She is literally perfect.
Because
we got a free
she
book.
Gave you something.
No, she's backing it up. She's like, yeah, she's genuinely.
She's always backed it up, you heathen.
Yeah.
So you had the
Quavos. It's not our fault that you were ignorant.
100%.
Ignorant of what? I said, what did I say?
Because you're waiting for another shoe. And the only way you're going to take her out of the crosshairs.
She's doing better than Will Smith. I never got anything from Will Smith. Ellen, where are you at? No books. Kevin Spacey. Who else do we want to add on the list?
Kevin Spacey's on a lot of bad lists.
Yeah, beloved celebrity. Very bad.
All right,
I'll say, but the PSA, you should absolutely, if you have kids, you should sign them up for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, because they're really good books. They're completely free, no obligation, and it's from birth to 5. That's the PSA part.
I need
sign
you to understand
up.
Something. I have planned a trip to Nashville. And I am going to fly to Nashville, and I'm going to walk up, and I'm going to introduce myself to Dolly Parton, and I'm going to get Hazel's name taken off that list, because you, sir, are an a-hole.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.